DNT's Cake by the Ocean on Key 103. It's now 8:05. We are number one for Manchester, Tuesday morning, 26th of July, 2016. We've been saying all morning that Chelsea has got an announcement, and she does. Chelsea, it's your ball. You run with it.
Okay. so I've worked for Key 103 on The Breakfast Show for 11 years now, and I've got to say, it's been amazing. We've been to and seen some really great places, definitely met some inspirational people along the way. However, sometimes change is necessary, and I wanted to share with you all this morning that I am leaving the show. Thursday will be my last show. And, you know, I want to say a massive, massive thank you to everybody here at Castle Key in the building, to everyone for listening, for sharing all of your lives with me all of these years. And I will very much miss talking to you. But on the plus side, I'm going to get to see Minnie and do other things.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay. That's the news. It's Key 103. For once, I'm not going to make any stupid jokes. It's 8:07.
For the world's greatest city, live from Manchester, I'm Rebecca Barrett.
Mike in Chelsea, yeah, Manchester, great place to show. Mike and Chelsea in the morning, getting you ready to go. Woke me up this morning, now I'm up and on my way.
One Republic on Key 103, it is 8:08. They were so good at Key 103 Summer Live a couple of weeks back. Daniel's calling us. Morning, Daniel.
Hiya, you're alright.
Yeah, good, good, good. Are you on a tram at the minute?
We are.
Whereabouts are you going to?
To Durka, to go to work.
Alright, okay, man. And what are you calling us about, Daniel?
Well, I'm just surprised that Chelsea's going. I mean, I heard the other day, obviously, that she was going, but it's just upsetting, really. You know, I've been listening to her now for at least 2 years.
Yeah.
You're going to have to now set up a phone line for people to phone up, you know, like they did with Tate back in One Direction.
We give out, like, the Samaritan's number.
Yes, if you're having problems adjusting to life after Chelsea, if your 10-minute journey to work now seems like an entire weekend at Malaga Airport, if you feel there's a gaping Norris-shaped hole where the Offerton disgrace once filled. Call the Samaritans now. Oh, Chelsea, it's sad, isn't it? We get so many calls, so many texting from people.
I know.
This is the Key 103 Breakfast Show. It is 8:09. Coming up from 8:30 this morning, your chance to be on the pitch with Wayne Rooney. Wayne Rooney, by the way, is going to be on the show this time tomorrow. If he's coming into Key 103, seriously. And just so ironic, because you wanted to meet him all these years.
I know.
Coming in the day after you leave. Wayne Rooney on the show tomorrow. August the 3rd, Manchester United take on Everton at Old Trafford. You can be on the pitch with Rooney taking a penalty after 8:30 this morning right here on Key 103. And this was one of your favourite artists, wasn't it, over the last few years?
Yeah.
This is Pink. Leave me alone. Just leave me alone. This is Key 103. It is 8:12. We've got Dave calling us. Hey, Dave.
Morning, Mike. Morning, Chelsea.
Morning.
Just phoning. I never phone. I just wanted to say goodbye, Chelsea. I'm going to miss you. You're like my second daughter.
Oh, bless you.
My daughter, Samantha, I always say she reminds me just of you. The way your mannerisms, your humour, your wit. I know you have a go at Mike and stuff. She's the same with me. I'm going to miss you. And when Mike said it the other day, when you said you were leaving, I actually teared up.
Oh,
it's honestly like losing my little girl.
Oh,
and
thank
I know it sounds a bit gooey and stuff, but you're going to be a mess, girl.
Oh.
Like you.
Gotta deal with this.
I'm sorry about the eyelashes.
Yeah, you bugger.
I'm getting that way myself.
Get off the phone.
Thank you, Dave.
Take care.
Mike and Chelsea in the morning.
Key 103.
I tried hard to make you want me, but when I
This is Key 103. That's Tears, Clean Bandit and Louisa Johnson. If you've been listening to this show...
Tears again.
if you've listened to this show over the last few years, you might recognise that that's producer Trevor laughing is coming.
Hello, Trevor.
Hi, everyone.
It's Trevor. And there's another familiar face who just wandered in to give Chelsea a bunch of flowers. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Mr. Hugh Ferris.
Hello, still my surname, even though it's been like 15 years.
You haven't got married, have you? You didn't have a civil partnership
with
Dave.
That's next year.
Oh, you're in for 10 seconds already, the gay jokes coming out. Hugh Ferris, who used to be, before Matt was our sports guy, who was here for years and years. You will remember Hugh Ferris, he did such things as this.
What on earth am I going to exit? Oh, Jesus
That was when we threw Hugh out of an aeroplane without a parachute.
Yeah. It's amazing you survived to tell the tale.
I know, isn't it? You seem to have recovered nicely. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I see tears, which is very upsetting.
You walked in and they're just like, I can't cope.
When somebody enters the room, it's genuinely not the best thing for the only female in that room to just go, yeah.
Oh,
so, when did you leave Key 103?
It's nearly 5 years ago now.
Okay.
So, 2011.
Years 2011. And then you went to the BBC.
I went to the BBC, amongst other places.
You keep popping up everywhere.
I'm sorry.
I'm glad
you got the television off, actually, because I'll be going, who's that doing the job that I should
do? Yeah. So, Hugh's at the BBC in Media City. I've seen you popping up on the sort of world service thing. You've been on Radio 2. On the Chris Evans show, you've been popping up everywhere.
I met the only diva that was bigger than you.
Chris Evans.
Wow.
Hurtful yet accurate.
Could have said Chelsea.
of all your time working with Chelsea on the Key 103 breakfast show over the years, what's your favourite bit?
Lost in memory. Oh, God, be careful.
When we were in our 20s, I think that might be the best memory ever. I think the times that we got to spend in other countries.
Yeah.
Which was a real treat. I think we went to Lapland.
Yes.
And you texted me the other day. And you said that you were going through some photos, and it's just shocking to see any of us in our 20s. Mike, I don't think you were ever there.
I was in my 50s.
It was the old nose, though, then.
It was the North Face of the Eiger.
I'm taking it with me in case you ever do the dirty on me.
Yeah. And there's some nice pictures of me and you in those all-over
snowsuits
covered in snow.
You can never look good in them.
Throwing ourselves around.
We did. Before the recession, we did the show from the Maldives. Australia. From America, from where else?
Yeah, Trevor's just made a noise at Australia because you were just a nightmare.
I was horrible.
Yes, I didn't go on that one. I wasn't the team spirit to keep
you
together.
No, you escaped that one. awful.
Our old producer, the guy that put together Mike and Chelsea in the morning, is a guy called Trevor Jordash. Sorry, Trevor Jordan, who's here now. Trevor, you've worked with Chelsea over many years. Yes, she's been difficult, hasn't she?
She has been difficult. Not as really difficult as you.
No, it's okay.
What's your one lasting memory of Chelsea?
It was this show is absolutely brilliant because you've won plenty of awards over the 11 years.
Mm.
There was one Sony Radio Awards, we won a gold.
Yes.
And the only way Chelsea could celebrate was by laying underneath an ironing board, stuffing her face full of sausage rolls.
Yes.
In a hotel room.
Yeah, that's very
that
true.
That is still, to my day, the best memory of you.
But obviously you were so supportive of me, Trevor, that you took photographs, which you still share on social media.
Come up on Facebook every year to celebrate.
I think we all remember that night.
Okay, that's enough.
Okay. This is Q103. It's 19 minutes past 8. Thank you, Hugh Ferris. Thank you to Trevor Jordan.
Thank you so much. That's lovely. Lovely surprise.
This is Q103. It is 8:21. It is the final day of Chelsea today. Do you remember when you did that fit and firm video, Chelsea?
Oh, hi. I'm Chelsea from Q103. I am fed up with my body. I've just eaten my last Chinese. I've just got off my last prawn cracker. And I've decided on a quest to get fit. Join me and lose these pounds with Chelsea's Fit and Firm.
And that worked.
Every time I did a sit-up, I ate a prawn cracker. I recommend it. It was great.
I think, going back to those days, the only exercise you did was jumping to conclusions. Right, listen, Wayne Rooney is going to be my co-host tomorrow. Wayne Rooney.
Wow, what a replacement.
What a replacement. Mike and Wayne in the morning. Wayne Rooney coming in live on this show tomorrow. If you'd like to take a penalty on the hallowed turf of Old Trafford, this coming Wednesday as part of the Wayne Rooney testimonial, you've got to do a penalty shootout. You can play for your daughter, you can play for your lad, whatever. 0161 288 0103. Give us a call.
103.
Key 103 in the morning with Total Fitness. Gym, pools, classes. Get more from Total Fitness.
Run, swim, cycle. Nowhere else can offer better facilities to train whatever you're...
Jonas Blue and Dakota and Fast Car on Key 103. It's 8:30. It is Chelsea's final day at Key 103. One of my finest memories of you, Chels.
Mm.
Are you okay?
No, I'm not. Actually really not okay.
One of my finest memories of you is the remember the Chelsea Chronicles?
That is one of my highlights.
Yeah. So we discovered Chelsea's diaries from the mid-90s that she used to write. Proper comedy, and we used to read them out periodically on the show. And it wasn't
Matt did in that stupid voice.
In the stupid voice.
Dear Jerry.
With the stupid jingle.
Dear Diary, my name is Chelsea. I've got so many thoughts that you might think unhealthy. Life is hard when you're just 14 and in love with half Marco Dilly and Dean. My feelings for them are pathological. As you're about to hear in the Chelsea Chronicles, oh yeah.
But it wasn't just us who used to read out the diaries. Do you remember when Gary Barlow came in with Take That?
Doors open 6 p.m. I bought a program, a mug. Good God, the price of that merchandise. The warm-up band were on. A group of black lads.
Was that Ultimate Chaos? Do you remember?
Yeah, it was.
They should get the band back.
They are so fit. Saw Audrey on the way to the G-Mex off Corry. Lulu was there.
I didn't like Lulu. I was jealous of her.
Came on at about 8:30. I stood and screamed for 2 hours. The show was smart.
Smart.
The key word, right?
Yeah.
We had pretty crap seats. But I want to go out with Roy.
Roy?
Oh, sorry.
That's something else. You've gone on the wrong page.
But we could see. I cried when Mark sang Babe. It was so bad.
Beautiful.
Oh, it's poetry, isn't it?
This is Key 103.
Coming up, your chance to be on the pitch at the Rooney Testimonial right now, a little bit late, 8:32. It's news time on Key 103. Here's Rebecca Barrett.
Friends of the teenage girl from Rochdale who died in a car crash have told Key 103 that they've never seen the town come together.
The Station of the Year will be presented by one of the most successful recording artists of the past quarter century. It's Mick Hucknall.
The Sony Station of the Year is Key 103 Manchester. La la la. Manchester.
And receiving the award are Mick Julin and Chelsea Norris.
Bloody Mick Tulin.
He's very talented.
Yeah. Mick Tulin, one of the finest. 8:37, this is Key 103. Chelsea's last day today. This is Q103, Where is Love, Black Eyed Peas, of course. It's 8:40. What are you laughing at?
Well, you know, we're about to do this Wayne Rooney thing. Every day we toss a coin, but I don't really have many coins. So we borrow them off Dom and he went, did you not give me that coin back from yesterday? I went, Dom, it was 2p.
It was 2p.
And today he's given me 1.
Well, listen, Chelsea.
1p.
Knowing you as I do, Chelsea, first out the taxi, last to the bar, Norris.
2p's make...
2p's.
Pounds.
You look after the pennies and the pounds look after themselves. It is time for our Wayne Rooney competition. Wayne Rooney is going to be on this show, by the way, this time tomorrow. And we've been giving you every day this week your chance to actually be on the pitch at Old Trafford, part of his testimony.
The Wayne Rooney Testimonial with Key 103.
So we have two callers who are both going to take three penalties each. It's the best of three. If they're both level after three, it goes to sudden death. Right, who have we got, Chelsea? What's
first up, it's Gillian from Oldham, who's playing on behalf of her son, Ozan, who's 7.
Good morning, Gillian.
Good morning, you okay?
Yeah, good. How are you doing?
I'm all right. Morning, Chelsea.
Morning.
Leaving.
Oh, I'm not okay. Don't even talk to me. I'll start crying.
And did you say your son is called Ozan?
Yeah, called Ozan. Yeah.
Ozan. That's a brilliant name.
Unusual.
Nice.
Where's Ozan? From where, sorry?
Turkey.
From Turkey. Okay.
Name Turkish.
Okay. Ozan, that's a brilliant name. Yeah. Okay, and you are playing against who, Chelsea?
Playing against Joanne in Failsworth, who is playing on behalf of her son, Nathan, who's 7.
Good morning, Joanne.
Morning, Mikey. All right. Morning, Chelsea.
Morning.
Yeah, she's all right, Joanne. She's holding it together just about.
Me, however, I'm a gibbering wreck crying like a goddamn girly girl. Okay, then this is how it's going to work. We're going to toss a coin to decide which one goes first. Joanne, would you like to call heads or tails?
I'll go for heads, please.
Okay, Chelsea, don't forget to give the coin back.
I know, I'm pretty awful at this, actually. It is heads.
It's heads. That Joanne. Means, Gillian, you get to go first.
Have you won tea back?
Right, Gillian, you get to go first. It's penalty shootout time. Okay, can you please take a long walk from the halfway line to the penalty spot? Place your ball
I'm
on the spot.
I'm walking up, I'm walking up.
Walking up, okay, we're doing this is theatre of the mind. as soon as you hear the whistle, we've got to have the answer, okay?
Okay.
No Googling allowed, okay? We're doing three questions each, three penalties each, and it goes to sudden death. Your answer on the whistle, please. Here we go. Good luck, Gillian. Which American pop star's newest single is called Rise?
Katy Perry.
It is the correct answer!
Good effort, top corner, the keeper stood no chance.
Chelsea.
Joe. How to follow that? who recently had a Twitter meltdown and then announced that she was pregnant?
Was it you?
Okay. Oh God, I don't even know. Is it? I don't know. Kim Kardashian.
Can I steal?
No, you can't.
That's the wrong game.
Pipe down.
Steal.
Pipe down, Gillian.
It was Lindsay Lohan.
Okay, that means one to Gillian. Nil to Joanne. Gillian, you're back on the penalty spot. Okay, question number two out of three. And it's 1-0. Which Hollyoaks actress yesterday was crowned Rear of the Year, beating Holly Willoughby to the prize?
I've no idea. Is it Stephanie Pratt? It's the only one I know.
Stephanie who?
Pratt.
No, Stephanie.
There's one called Pratt.
No, it's not Stephanie Pratt.
No, it's Jenny Metcalf. So I'm afraid that's a real miss. So we're still on 1-0. And that means, Joanne, this is your chance to equalise.
What TV show kicks off tonight on Channel 5?
Is it Big Celebrity Big Brother?
She just sneaks it into the bottom corner! Celebrity Big Brother, it is! Congratulations, it's 1-1. That means it's all on this final question. Okay. Question number three. Talking of Celebrity Big Brother, which, and this is a course for you, Gillian, which Christopher enters the house today?
Biggins,
I've
no idea.
In off the post, that's a great penalty! Yes, Biggins is in the very loosely titled Celebrity Big Brother, which starts on 5 tonight. Okay, we are now on 2-1. You've got to score, Joanne, for the equaliser, and then we go to sudden death. If you miss this, it's all over.
Joe, who is United's new number 9?
My little boy's gonna kill me because I don't have a clue. I don't even know. But I know that's completely wrong.
No, he's number 10, isn't it?
It's the very one with the hard surname. It's Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
Perfectly said, Chelsea. You've got a real future here. which means, Gillian and Oldham, you have won! Ozan is going to be taking a penalty on Wednesday at Old Trafford on the hallowed turf in front of, whatever, 70,000 people. How do you think he's going to be, Gillian?
Oh, my God, he's going to be so ridiculously excited.
He's going to go proper off the chart, isn't he?
Oh, my God, he loves United.
Right. Have a lovely time.
Okay, well, listen, we're down there on the day with Rooney. We'll see you on Wednesday, Gillian. Congratulations. Send our finest to Ozan.
Will do. Thank you.
Cheers,
Ozan.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's 8:45.
Yes. Just listen. I know, it's the sound. It's the sound of solid hardwood furniture from Oak Furniture Land. It's the
Mike Posner's to complain to Ibiza. It is Key 103. It is 8:53. Remembering some of Chelsea's finer times over the last 11 years and playing... Oh, you're crying again, aren't you? And playing some of our favourite jingles from across the years. Key 103. Listen, this time tomorrow you could be getting a phone call from Key 103 from me and Wayne Rooney telling you that you've won 2,000.
Moved on already.
I know. Yeah, checks it. Wayne Rooney's going to be here tomorrow. We're giving away £2,000. It's a dead easy competition to win.
Yes, all you need to do is pick up your mobile phone, open up a new text message and type in the word now, N-O-W. It's the only word you need. Send it to 63103. It's only open to people in Manchester this, and it's only open for like 24 hours, so you've got a really good chance of winning. Text now to 63103. It'll cost you £150 plus your standard network rate, but Mike and Wayne could be calling you tomorrow morning, 9:15, to tell you that you are £2,000 richer and it'll be in your bank account for the weekend.
Mike and Wayne. It's got good a morning. Ring to it. Like Mike and Wayne in the morning. No, no, sorry. Too soon?
Yeah.
He calls me the devil. I make him wanna sin. Every time I knock, he can help.
That's Dua Lipa.
Mike and Chelsea in the morning.
Key 103.
It's 8:57. Hey, Carol.
Morning, Mike. Morning, Chelsea.
Morning. You're right.
I am. How are you?
I'm fair to middling.
Oh, gosh.
I'm on the edge.
Finishes. Can't believe you're leaving today.
I know. Right. I can't.
No chance. No way. No, I just wanted to ring you up, actually, and just say good luck to you and whatever it is you're doing. I met you once in 2012 at the Fashion Kick show with Shay Givens.
Oh, for Beechwood Cancer Care.
Yeah, I won the competition. You absolutely made my dream come true. I won the competition to meet Westlife.
Oh, God.
And we were
sat
on your table.
Yes,
and it
I
was
do
like,
remember, Carol.
Do you remember, yeah. Honestly, you were drinking water while we were all getting sozzled on the wine.
That doesn't sound like Chelsea. Like me, are you sure it was her?
She
actually left early because obviously she was up early for work in the morning.
Well, again, that doesn't sound like Chelsea.
Ever the professional that
I've never known you do that.
She was very professional. It was a fab night. We had such a fantastic night and Chelsea was an amazing host. Really good. So anyway, just wanted to ring up and wish you good luck for your future.
Thank you, Carol. Thank you for listening all these years, for all your support.
You're welcome.
Take
and
care.
And Mike, you do realise that Chelsea's actually leaving so she can join the Celebrity Big Brother tonight.
Oh, yes!
You're not the only person to say that.
Carol, I never made that connection. Of course she is.
Yeah. I'm being taken by limousine straight after the show down to London.
Give my regards to Ryland.
Yeah,
won't you?
Will you?
Thank you, Carol.
Okay, take care. Bye.
Key 103.
Key 103 in the morning with Total Fitness. Gym, pools, classes. Get more from Total Fitness.
Manchester, I'm Rebecca Barrett.
Let there be 2-1 and gorgeous Chelsea. Live from Manchester, it's P103. Let there be Loco. Hey, he's reading the news. But most of all, Manchester, let there be you.
Get up,
Manchester. Wakey, wakey, rise and shine.
Mike and Chelsea, Manchester's original and still number one breakfast show.
Good morning!
Key 103.
Once more onto the breach, dear friend. Once more.
Yes.
Loads of people calling us this morning. Morning, Billy.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Chelsea. How are you, love?
Hiya, Billy. I'm all right.
Listen, love, I know it's hard, but we're all miss you. The North West will miss you. Seriously, we will. I know that Mike's pulling you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we're all miss you. But anyway, what I'll say is, I'll see you in Stockport, sat on the, you know, the benches with all the LLs, with the lowlights, with the pasty.
Just outside M&S.
That's it. We'll bump into you with a sausage roll and all that. We'll flick it at Millie and all that lot.
No, listen, no, she's going to be sat on Blockbuster's doorstep, wearing 7 hats.
No, listen, I wish you all the best, Chelsea, what you're doing in your career and all that lot.
Thank you, Billy.
Obviously, the young one comes first, so obviously that's what we're all doing.
I shall miss you too, and hopefully we shall speak again one day.
Yeah, well, I'll bring the squirrels round.
Don't get back onto the squirrels.
Excellent, Billy. Before you go, can you potentially give us one of your trademark hoots?
Let me open the window so I can get all the...
Yeah, give us a really big one.
Hang on a minute, there's an old woman at the bus stop. I've never seen so many the shoulders go up to the earlobes. Top of the pop.
Bye.
Bye.
There he goes, Billy the Trucker.
Oh,
on Q103.
Mad, but I love him.
Yeah, mad as cheese. Morning, Julie.
Morning.
Good morning, it's 9:14. Are you calling to say goodbye to Chelsea?
I am. I'm very sad this morning.
Aww,
oh, she's so lovely. Every time she comes on the radio, it's like a... like a breath of fresh air, so sparkly. I love her, mate.
Oh.
I love you. Oh, it's really sad.
It's
not going to be the same without you at all.
Oh, thank you, Julia. Well, I'll miss all of you. It's going to be, like, the weirdest thing ever.
I know, because I've been listening to you since, God, plonk, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just weird, because when you turn on the radio, you're used to the person, you get used to somebody, you see, and now it's like...
Change is necessary, Julie.
I know, but take care.
Oh, thank you so much, and yeah, thank you for listening.
Yeah, you're welcome. Take care.
Bye.
Hey everybody, this is Michael Bublé. I'm with Mike and Chelsea. You're listening to Manchester's number one hit music station, Key 103.
Croft, but the good news is all the other roads and motorways appear to be completely back to normal. That's the latest travel, the last travel on Key 103 from me. It is 9:25.
Get more travel now at key103.co.uk with FOW Car Supermarket. Shopping for your next car just got better. FOW.co.uk.
Key 103.
Zara Larsson's Lush Life on Key 103. It is 9:28. Coley has a top 10 at 10 coming up. Today is sadly Chelsea's last day at Key 103 after 11 years. We've brought back another friend from days of yore. Well, actually, it was only 3 weeks ago. Matt Haslam is back on Key 103. You are actually back on The Breakfast Show on Monday, though, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sorry, I've just been off on paternity leave.
Yeah.
Not ideally the best time to do it, given what's happened.
Yeah, but, yeah.
2016 has been an interesting year, isn't it? I was thinking about it on the way in. Donald Trump, his unfortunate rise, Brexit.
Yeah. Brexit.
A lot of high-profile deaths, Ronnie Corbett, and now we're losing another tiny one.
Well, it's Chexit.
Yeah, Chexit.
This is the Chexit.
Mm.
Out of all the things that we've done with Chelsea over the years, far and away, we've done some amazing outside broadcasts from all around the world and done some really crazy things. My favourite feature that we've ever done, of course, revolved around your diaries.
Yes.
Matt wrote a lovely jingle and used to read out different excerpts from Chelsea's diaries from the 1990s.
Dear Diary, my name is Chelsea. I've got so many thoughts that you might think unhealthy. Life is hard when you're just 14 and in love with Pav, Marco, Dilly and Dean. My feelings for them are pathological. As you're about to hear in the Chelsea Chronicles, well, yeah.
And do you remember the music?
Oh, yeah.
Friday the 10th of November, 1995. Dear Jerry, well, quite a lot's happened since I last wrote. It was Coco's on Wednesday, and it was, in a word, very rubbish. Sam smacked a piece of glass at the beginning of Coco's and it smashed. People say it's because of me, but I don't know about that. During the evening, Jenna started spreading lies about me, Sam and Dale, so, in the end, I grabbed her arm until she kicked me. Then I kicked her back. Then Dale and Nat split it up. Jenna went and got the woman, so I got took downstairs, but it was 5 to 10 anyway. She's a fraggle and I hate her. Today in school I got told she wants a fight with me. All I can say is, I can't wait. Come and get me, fraggle. In the end, I went with Dale. He's nice and everything, so I did. Natalie spent all night trying to get us together.
Mike and Chelsea in the morning. Key 103.
Drake, Rihanna and Too Good on Key 103. It is 9:39. Right, okay, we're going to go to the ads and then we're going to play a song and then we have some of Chelsea's best bits from the last 11 years. You can't go till you've heard these, Chelsea.
Oh, okay.
It's a compilation of all your best bits. It's about sort of 35 seconds
long. Yeah, that's longer than I imagined it to be, to be honest.
We say goodbye to Chelsea next at Key 103.
Key 103
in the morning with totalfitness.co.uk.
See ya, Cheap Thrills on Key 103. It's 9:48. It is time, ladies and gentlemen, to say goodbye to Chelsea. Chelsea, I have got you a parting present.
Mm-hmm.
Proper colouring pencils.
Yeah.
None of those felt tips.
No, because it ruins it.
It ruins it.
To the next page.
Goes through to the next page. Everyone can tell which direction you've done it in.
Awful.
So you can do it with pencils.
Proper pencils.
And an adult colouring book.
They're not cheap ones, though, are they?
Well, yeah, they were.
Oh, were they?
Sorry.
Oh.
There you go. And
thank
I've also
done
a little a photo montage there of all your favourite moments at Key 103.
I'll go in my house very nicely.
Went downstairs toilet?
I don't have a downstairs loo.
Good for you.
But,
keep it real.
And now I've got no money coming in, there won't be one. But,
I don't have a house, but yeah. I'll take shelter under this picture frame.
Go back to my car.
So, let's remember together. Just me and you.
Yeah.
Forget everyone else who's listening now. Forget all these guys around here. Let's remember now some of your finer moments on Key 103. Chelsea went to one of your gigs back in 2001 at the Lancashire County Cricket Club.
I bought Gucci sunglasses to, like, look cool in front of you.
Yeah.
And I got strapped in. And
did I actually laugh at you?
I think you pointed at me.
Can you remember at what point of the gig that you passed out?
Right at the beginning of it.
Aww.
And Chelsea hasn't been invited to any weddings this year.
No.
So last weekend, she decided to just gate crash one.
It's thingamajig.
A thingamajig this. A black and white bear, they have them in China. Struggle to make.
You're a tartan, this is great.
Martin, I'm in Erlem. I hear the explosion, and I live on the estate. It's on Merlin Road. It's at least 3 houses have exploded.
Are they evacuating the estate and all the houses nearby?
Yeah.
The Chelsea Chronicles, oh yeah.
The 17th of September, 1995. On Thursday night, I went with him on my front doorstep where I used to go with Pav.
You said you went with him?
Kiss.
Do you remember the first kiss, Neil?
Was it near Costcutter?
Yes, it was. Romantic setting. 2 years ago, we got married in Italy. But it is with sadness today that I've got to tell you that Matt and I have separated. And we are divorcing.
I think you've changed so much, Charles. You were so different a few months ago. And then suddenly, you announced you were getting divorced. And it just clicked. That's why she's been so different.
My name's Darren McLeod. I am Key103's Mr. X. I've been wanting to propose to Rachel for some time now.
He tried to do it late last year in the lakes, and he never got to do it. She never found out even that he was going to do it.
I want to spend the rest of my life with you.
She said yes!
She said yes! We would really love it, Manchester, if you could donate a present this year. Just one present to our appeal. 1,070,611 pounds and 86 cents.
Mike and Chelsea in the morning.
Key 103.
Ooh, listen. The entire radio station, the entire staff of Key 103 have come in. Everybody is here. James Lett, our content controller, the boss of Key 103, has something to give you as well.
Hey, Chelsea. On behalf of all of us, just to say a massive thank you for being amazing. From all of us here at Key 103, a few things for you.
Thank you.
Okay. Over to you, kid. Let's close the show, as we always do, with a Chelsea life.
Okay. Are we playing the jingle or are we not?
No jingle.
Straight in.
It's like the sad end to Coronation Street where they don't play the music.
All right, then. Knowing when to walk away is wisdom. Being able to is courage. And walking away with your head held high is dignity. Take care of yourselves and each other.